All right, we're going to get started tonight. We want to welcome everybody that's watching online to our Bible study tonight at Waldo Baptist Church. And we have some guests with us tonight that we're honored to have from the Gideons, who have a wonderful ministry in our community. And a lot of people that would not have a Bible because of them and their ministry. And we have Brother Larry Summers, part of the Gideon group, that is going to speak to us tonight concerning their ministry. And so I'm going to turn it over to him, and he's going to speak. And then after that, I'll be back up here. But we're delighted to have Carl Johnson, Brother Larry and his wife, with us tonight here at Waldo Baptist Church. And we appreciate them. And all these gentlemen are volunteers, and they do a wonderful ministry. And he's going to be telling you more about it this evening. The Gideons have been a part of the fabric of Waldo Baptist Church ever since I've been here. And that's a long time. And we're delighted that they are here tonight. So, Brother Larry, you come and share with us.
Good evening. I know you probably heard that I was coming, so y'all sat in the back. I didn't mean to scare you that far. But, first of all, as I feel that every service should start with, I'm going to say a word of prayer. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and praise you, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross, came back to life for our sins. We thank you for this church. We thank you for all that gather here tonight. Give them safe journeys home. And the message I bring is your message only. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Most of you know who I am. I'm Larry Summer. This is my wife, Debbie. This Wednesday, she will actually be married to me 42 years. Kevin and Sheila told me a while ago that they got me beat by 3 next week. So, I'm sorry, I tried. But anyway, working with the Gideons, it was something that I knew back in probably 12, 14 years ago something was missing. Something was missing that I needed to be doing. And sometimes we're spoke to very subtly. Sometimes we're spoke to very quickly. I didn't listen at first for the simple reason, I don't know if I have time. Time becomes something of it. But you know something? Once you surrender those activities over to God, you are blessed. And you know, I have the opportunity, I try, believe it or not, yeah, I'm gone probably 15 to 16 Sundays a year to some other church just like this. When I say church, I'm talking to the church right here. This is just a building. But the church here, and I want to say over the years, Waldo has supported us wholeheartedly. Not supported us, but supported the mission of God's Word. Without God's Word, you know, we can have multiple colored Bibles, we can have multiple everything. But the thing is, God created the best handbook we ever had. A lot of times we look all over the internet, we look everywhere else for answers. Why did we not stop and look and see what God had to tell us? Why didn't we pray and ask God, show me in this scripture here what I need to read? How amazing is it that sometimes you pick a scripture up and you read it today and it was different meaning to you today than what it was yesterday? Because that's God speaking through the Word and telling you what He wants you to know at this moment. I thoroughly enjoy going to the churches. Sheila testified, and Diane and some others. I have no problem talking. Not like you, Christina, where you're real quiet. But anyway, our goal is to make sure everyone in this world has this where they can get their hands on. This world, we don't think much of it here in Massac County. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people in Massac County don't have God's Word. Now, there's a lot of people in Massac County that have multiple God's Word because we hear it a lot of times when we're handing out Bibles in a local area. Well, I have 2 or 3. You know what my message is there? Pass them on. Because you never know when that person that gets that Bible from you needs it at that time. How often do you run into somebody that truly, you haven't seen it in a while, may never have seen it at all, but why were you two put together at that moment to share God's word? We don't know. We don't question. You don't question God's motives because he has a mission for us. Right now, as many of you know, we are covering 7 counties in Southern Illinois. It's no longer just Massac County, but we're all from Massac County. We're having a hard time drawing in people from other counties. 2 Sundays ago, I was at Dixon Springs Baptist Church on a Sunday morning. Wonderful service. But you know, I have fun everywhere I go because I feel that I'm directed there. We furnished them New Testaments for their Bible school. And I missed your Bible school last week, and I promise that next year it will not happen. You will have a box of Bibles here at this church for some kid that may come from somewhere or some adult that reaches out and says, I'd like to have one. I don't have one. How important is it? This morning we read during our prayer breakfast, we start our week every Sunday morning at the hospital praying for every church in this community, praying for all the needs that we know of. And the thing is, there are so many needs out there. But if we could get people to rely on God's word, things would be a lot better. We know world strife is going on right now. Ukraine and Russia, they don't get along. They don't like each other. They're neighbors. But the Russians have taken away all the Ukrainian Bibles they can get their hands on. We are printing in the international right now all the Ukrainian language we could print. They added a new language 2 weeks ago. Puts us at 106, I believe, languages. This is another part of Pakistan, and everywhere in Pakistan there's like counties, but each county speaks a different language. No one in that country speaks the same language. They're all different dialects. So we have to print in different dialects. I got the privilege this year that every fifth grader in the 7 counties received a New Testament. You know, I know a lot of them have received New Testaments somewhere else, but to see those faces when they have their very own, when they put it right here, I am sorry. Probably hurt you more than it did anybody. But anyway, it touches their heart. They smile. They look at you like, thank you. And you know, you can ask a lot of them years later, and they still got it. That's what's amazing. But I had a lady not too many years ago that I was speaking at a church not too far from here. And I was right in the middle of the conversation that I'm having, and she stood up. She had reach on me. I wasn't going to fight. But anyway, she said, can I say something? I said, I'm not arguing with you, ma'am. You can say whatever you feel you need and led to say. She held up a gold Gideon's Bible, and she said, Mr. Summer. And I said, whoa. It's not Mr. Summer, it's Larry. My dad was Mr. Summer. That's how it's played out. She said, I got this Bible right here, and it changed my life. And you know where I was? And I said, I have no clue, because I have no clue who you are. She said, I was in L.A. County lockup. And a man come by and give me this Bible, and it changed my life from then on. How do we know where one's going to end? God is going to place them. Now, here's your mission. Your mission is when you go to hotels, go to other places, and you don't see them anymore, ask the front desk. Ask them. Go to them and say, where's my hotel Bible? Where's my Gideon Bible? And I want to clarify that in a minute. Put them on a spot. Because I guarantee you, some of them are coming back into some of these hotels that took them out because they know that people need this word, not what printed material they're putting out. It's amazing how it is. Now, what I wanted to clarify is we always say Gideon Bible. It's not a Gideon Bible. It's God's Bible. Jesus Christ and God wrote this book. It's Gideon placed. At no time is it a Gideon Bible. Gideon placed, we'll put it there. We need help. We need prayer. We need other men and women to step up and help us. The seven counties we're doing right now is Hardin and Help Me Count. You know, I didn't get a very good count job, did you? Anyway, Hardin, Pope, Massac, Johnson, Pulaski, Alexander, and Union. Do you know how far it is from the Mississippi River over to the Ohio River? It's a good long way. And you know how many churches and how many schools are in that area? A lot. But you know something in Southern Illinois that we are very fortunate to have? We have schools in these seven counties that make sure their fifth graders get God's Word. Amen. That is unheard of in Cook County, Lake County, all surrounding counties. It doesn't happen. But these administrators in Southern Illinois have been so good. So good, because these kids are taking those home with them. We this year are sending four gentlemen to Decatur, Illinois to the Farm Progress Show. I hope I got my dates right. I don't have exact dates, but we have sent, from the help of churches in the seven counties, 5,000 New Testaments to share with that 100,000 people. They'll be out in 8 to 9 hours, but that's what churches in this area are doing. With the help of your church, and understand this, we're not out here on our own. We are a direct mission of your church. We work for you all. We are out here for you all. We are doing what is truly, we feel, that your church would want us to do. Because we want to be on board with you and doing what we need to get done. Because even though we live in deep Southern Illinois, there is a lot of people that need to be reached. It's everywhere. We don't have a hard time finding them. All we got to do is go to Brookport, Joppa, Metropolis. We don't have to look hard. There's so many places that need them. Doctors' offices, nursing homes, and I have to say this, we men, yeah, it's us men, but it's not us. If it wasn't for our auxiliary going and taking care of the nursing staffs, taking care of the hospitals, nursing homes, we wouldn't get it done. This year, we handed it out again at Superman Days. We had some really great comments from people. We had a lot of people, maybe 500 and something we give out during Superman Days. But we also had a lot of feedback. I'm not going to say it's feedback. Feedback would be something that would be good that we could learn from. What I'm saying is that we caught a lot of flack from people because they didn't agree with God's Word. All you can do when they walk off and not to argue is to pray for them. Say, you know, you can't argue with it, so you say a prayer, hold them up, Lord, show them the way. That's what our job is. We are at your needs when you have, and I failed. I did not know that you had Bible school going on last week. I will make sure that you all will have New Testaments in this building. And if someone comes in from Bible school that does not have God's Word, you make sure, I'll make sure that they're here in this building for to be handed out so that kid or that parent can take that home to them. Now, examples. I was having a conversation with the church in Metropolis, and it was going real well. And after the service, you know, the church has always been, like your church, very supportive of us. And I had a lady stand up again, a lady, and I guess I just draw, you know, the argument, I don't know. But anyway, it was really great what she had to say. She said, Larry, before we finish this, I need to tell this church something. And you've always heard the stories of what people read in this Bible, in the hotel rooms and other places. She worked for Harris. We don't even take it in consideration right here in Massac County. But she checked the rooms out every day before they released, put them out to someone else. And she was the type person that always made sure that Bible was front and center. Amen. Always made sure. So she was a warrior. She was going through one day, and a note fell out. And you've heard these stories from other places like Chicago and everywhere else, but it happened in Metropolis. She said, I still have that paper. She has yet to make me a copy of it because it's not happening. She said, the person had wrote in on this piece of paper, I was here in Metropolis to end it all. She said, I picked up this book. And you know something? I'm leaving the happiest person in the world. What else can we do but ask God to step in and tell us where to put them, go to churches, do our witnessing, and to be the person that we're supposed to be? Because we have more work than getting ready for Sunday night, Sunday morning, and Wednesday night. Work for God is 7/24. It doesn't change. But we don't take in consideration. I would almost think that we could go anyone here at this building here tonight and find more than one volume of God's Word. But do we think right here in this community that we have households that have none? That have no clue? That have no way of knowing how much God means to us? Do we take it for consideration? Not even thinking about it sometimes. We don't even consider it. But there are people. There are kids. I've had kids to tell me this is the first one they've ever seen. I've had kids tell me that their parents need it more than I do. But that kid and you know as well as I do, if you ever want little evangelists, get those little kids about this tall. Because I have never been lined out more than I was over in this gym right here last year. I sat in a circle with probably 30, 35 kids. And I did my thing, you know, talk to them about the missions and how it works. And this little boy raised his hand, and you all have got to be proud. I couldn't call that kid's name if I wanted to, but he looked me square in the eye and he said, Mr. Summer. And I said, no, it's Larry. He said, do you understand this? I said, uh-oh, I am in trouble now. He said, you don't add a word to this. You don't take a word away from it. What it says from cover to cover is the way it is. My conversation's over. These kids got it. You did well. I have to say that is perfect. Because those kids, if they understand this at this age right over here that I'm sitting down and showing them missions and what missions are, oh, you can't ask for better. You can't ask for better. And you got kids that are that age that are doing adult jobs. Kids, sometimes with their little New Testaments, can be a better witness than we can. Why is that? I'm not going to stop them, but I'd like to know what us adults can do better. That would be the question. This year, we have a mission and a goal across this planet of 71,800,000 Bibles. That is a lot of work. Understand this, when you run into one of our guys or ladies from down here, tell them thank you. Because right now, the rest of Illinois does not know what the churches in Southern Illinois, how they do it. Because we're still raising more money, we still have more members, we have more kids getting, you know, it's getting done. The thing about it is, it would not happen without prayer, thoughts, money, everything I just said. That is a blessing. I want to read a couple things. I didn't bring my glasses, so if I get it wrong, it's okay. You didn't bring my glasses, did you? Usually she takes care of me, so I don't have this one. But in Matthew 4:19, and it says, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Men, there ain't a single time that you can't go fishing. Not a single time. Even though your wife says you ain't got time to go fishing, yeah, you do. I'd like to read this one from John 11:25. It said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Pretty simple. We need to save those people. We're put on this earth to do that. And I think that it should be our mission. And it's definitely mine and Carl's and everybody involved here. It's this church is here too, because only good things I hear come out of here. The witness, And that is so important. But I'd like to read one more from 1 Corinthians 3:6. It says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. All it says is, let's go out and plant. Let's go out and water. Let the seed grow. What difference can we change as individuals each and every day of our life? Tonight, like I said, the number one thing is we need your prayers, because we go into a lot of places that sometimes we're not welcome. But you know something? They got one coming up, and that will be the Bible Blitz at SIU University. And if you really, SIU used to not be that way, but it has become a little bit different. And God, I feel a lot of times it's very hard to find God there. There's a lot of great people there. I'm not saying that. But it's basically like a lot of other things, God has been taken out. And I think the good of things is putting God back in. I truly believe that when God left the schools, when God left the jury rooms, when God left everything else, evil crept in. Evil creeps in when there's a sudden crack somewhere else. It comes in. So pray for us, pray for our wives, pray for our mission, because we're out here as a mission of your church. We will continue being a mission of your church, and we will continue to do what you ask us to do. If there's ever a need for God's word, all you got to do, there's too many of you got my phone numbers, that I guarantee you will have God's word here for that next mission that you need. You'll not go empty-handed. Share that word with somebody. Bible school, Brother Jack, we'll make sure that next year we have that word up here. Amen. It will be here presided. I just need to know a date prior to so I can make them arrangements. We need money. That's the worst thing I hate to ask for anytime we're here. Me and Carl will be at the back doors when we close. We will take an offering, but I think the pastor's also going to announce you can donate through your app here at church. If you feel like donating to us and our mission for your church, please do. But do not change a mission to somewhere else that you have. God knows what needs to be done, and he's going to allow us to do it. Third of all, anyone who would like to join, all they got to do is ask me, and I can give you all the information that you need, because we need help. But pray for our travels, because this morning we had a church service. We have one this evening. We usually average one once every Sunday, sometimes two Sundays. Cook County can't understand why we have the number of members we have, the number of money that churches are giving, and the number of schools that we get into. Cook County does not understand it. How many people does this county have? Not many compared to Cook County. But Southern Illinois, I truly believe, is being looked upon by God in wide open eyes and say, good and faithful servants, you're doing great. And I know I'm going to mix it up, but we got to finish the race, because there's still too many people that do not have God's word. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Brother Larry. He'd hit me under the chin if he did. Instead of you fellas at the back door, I'm going to pass an offering plate, if that's all right with you. Okay. If I can get a couple of guys to help, I'll get two of the offering plates and we'll pass it around. Yes. I can. If you're writing a check, how would they write it, Brother Larry? Just write it out to the Gideons. Amen. All right, we'll do that. Let's go, Lord, in prayer together. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for so great a salvation, that you reached down and called us out of darkness into light, that you sent your only Son into this world, into a dark, depraved, and dying world, that he lived a perfect life, that he went to a cross and died in our place, that he made the payment for the penalty of our sins, that he rose on the third day, that he's seated at the right hand of the Father. We thank you so much for this precious gift of grace that you've given us. We thank you for the Gideons. We pray for them. We pray for them as they go to SIU, that, Father, you might even go there before them, that you might prepare the way, that, Lord, they might be received. In this dark culture that we have in our world today, we know there's great resistance to the truth, and we realize the truth is the only thing that will help them. So we pray that they might be received well. We pray that they'll be able to distribute their Bibles. And we pray that all churches around Southern Illinois will give to this great ministry. We pray that you'll use what's given tonight on the Waldo app under the Gideon's heading. If people will just click on there on the Waldo Baptist Church app, and they'll find the Gideons under there, they can give through that. And the people here, we have the opportunity to give. So, Lord, we pray that you'll take what we give, use it for your glory, use it to change people's lives. Keep these men and women safe as they serve, as they go. Give them safety as they travel. Bless over them as they minister. And, Lord, we look forward to the day that we're all together in one place in your kingdom, and we can see the people that have received a Bible, maybe in a hotel, a nursing home, or wherever they are, and have read the Word of God, and by the working of the Holy Spirit have come to know you as Savior and Lord. So, Lord, we look forward even to that day. But today, let us pray, let us give, let us care for these people that serve along beside our church. We thank you for them. We ask you to bless this offering for the furtherance of your kingdom. And we ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. And through his shed blood we pray. Amen.
I've got just a few minutes here. We are going to have our corporate prayer time together in a few minutes. But it just so happens that what Brother Larry has shared tonight goes right along with what we were studying in Bible study this morning and what we're looking at tonight here in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. In 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in the 16th through the 21st verse, We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory saying, "This is My Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. Verse 19. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain or sure. And you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns, the day star dawns, and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man. But men spoke from God as they were carried along or borne along by the Holy Spirit. Now this morning, we looked at what Peter had to say here, and we said that he was writing to these different churches and people in the five different provinces there. And he knew that they would be confronted with false prophets. He knew there would be resistance. He knew there would be trials that they would have to go through. And so he knew that what they would have to rely on above everything else was the Word of God. And so in writing to them here, first of all, he talks about his own eyewitness experience found in the 17th chapter of Matthew. We're on the Mount of Transfiguration. I believe Peter, James, and John were there. And as they were there with the Lord Jesus Christ, they beheld Jesus in His glory as He was transformed before their very eyes. And they heard the voice that came down from heaven. Now we realize that Peter had not only heard and seen that as an eyewitness, but he had walked with Christ. He had failed Christ, even many times like we do, 3 times. And yet Christ had given him 3 times to turn to Him and repent, and He would say to him, "Feed My sheep." Well, what do you feed the sheep? You feed the sheep the Word of God. And so we find that Peter had not only been with Him through the Mount of Transfiguration, but also walked and talked beside Him. They experienced His crucifixion, His resurrection, and even met with Him after His resurrection. So first of all, we have Peter's own experience as a testimony to the truth of the Word of God. And there were those that would say that what is happening in the Scripture here is the Word of God is being used to verify Peter's experience. And that would be true, because experiences can change, but the Word of God never changes. What we have here is Peter saying, these are the experiences we've had, and we were eyewitnesses, and this is real, and this is a truth. But there is a more sure Word that has come to us. And that is through the Word of God itself. Where God, these are not things that we have invented. These are not things that we have written ourselves. In other words, they were just dictating what the Holy Spirit of God and what God had revealed to them. So what he's saying, we're eyewitnesses to Christ. We're eyewitnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're eyewitnesses of His crucifixion. We're eyewitnesses of His burial. We're eyewitnesses of His resurrection, and we're eyewitnesses of His glory. But there's a greater witness than that, and that is the Word of God. That God Himself is the origin of this Word. And so as he writes here and goes through this, We today have a sure word from God. And it is not that the experience validated the word of God, it's that the word of God validated their experience. Because the word of God in itself is a greater authority than even the experiences we have in our lives. As we shared this morning, each one of us might have had a different kind of experience when we were saved. We all were led to Christ by the Holy Spirit, repented of our sins, received Christ and Lord and Savior of our life. But not everybody remembers the exact day, the exact time. Not everybody was saved at the same place. Not everybody rose through the same way. But we have a sure word of God. That is as God Himself. It is the unchanging God that has written this word. And it is absolutely infallible and inerrant within itself. So that when we go to it, we know God is speaking to us through His word. Now the Gideons have come and shared tonight how important that is. If someone is going to know God, the only way they will ever know God is through the word of God. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way they will ever grow in Christ is through the word of God. And so why it is so important, the ministry that they have. And it is so important that we realize what a gift God has given us by His grace in the word that we have today that so many people take for granted. And we do too sometimes, don't we? There are times when I'm watching TV when I could be in the Word. There are times when I'm doing other things that I could be in the Word. There are times that I'm troubled. There are times that all of us have doubts sometimes. But the Word of God takes those doubts away. And I'm just about out of time, and I really didn't get into everything I was going to cover tonight because I wanted to cover this scripture because it is so good. And we'll do that next Sunday. No, we won't next Sunday morning because we're just having one service. We're not having Sunday school. You'll wait another week, but we'll get to it in time. But I want you to look at this scripture. In verse 9, beginning in verse 19, "And we have the word of the prophets made more certain," or sure. Your translation may say sure. "And you will do well to pay attention to it." But when it says you will do well, that word well, it means it is something to be honored. It is something of excellency. You have a gift from God, a supernatural revelation, if you will, in your hands that God has given you. And how many times do we neglect to not even read the words that God has given us through this supernatural revelation that He has written to us by the means of the Holy Spirit, by the prophets and the apostles, and those He has directed by His word. And then He goes on to say, "As to a light shining in a dark place." It's already been said, but you know what kind of dark world we live in. You know how many people are in darkness. And you know the only way they will ever see the light is through the Word of God. Because Jesus Christ is really what it's all about. When the day dawns, He says, when the day dawns, the morning star rises to your hearts. There's a great getting up together day coming when Christ comes again and the morning star rises. The older I get, and I'm getting older every day, and so are you, so don't act like you aren't. The more I look forward to the morning star rising, the more I look forward to the day dawning, the more I look forward to the Christ of the Scriptures being seen by my own eyes. The more I look forward to the consummation of my salvation in Christ, in a glorified body, in a new heaven and earth, in a kingdom that will never, never pass away. That day is coming. And I know it is. And I'm looking forward to it. And how do I know that? And why do I look forward to it? Because God has already told me about it. And God has already showed me. Just a glimpse. Just a glimpse, if you will, of what it's going to be like. And let me say this. Right now, this is the light that shines in the darkness. But there's coming a day when the morning star rises and His glory will light the eastern sky from one end to the other. And it will be the greatest day that you have ever known in all your life when Christ comes again. A day we're all looking forward to. Amen.